Hello. What's going on? Welcome
We
back. Hey,
welcome.
wait, wait.
Oh, okay.
I'm not finished.
Okay, go ahead.
Welcome back. Okay, now you
Welcome back.
can.
Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. Hey guys. Welcome back to the podcast. This is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Actory. I am Spencer, your host.
Wait. I'm Max, your real
Thank
host.
you for waiting. It's been a while. It's been a
No,
while.
not really. Not for you.
What does that mean? Not
Not
for
for
me.
you.
Oh.
You, does it mean something better when I say it like that?
Yeah. Say it in a different way with a different meaning now.
Oh, not for you.
Oh, not for you. No.
Yeah, when you say it like Al Pacino, it means
Yeah.
something
Oh, yeah.
completely
Not for
different.
you.
Now,
Hoorah.
say it like Robert De Niro.
Not for you. Not for you. That's
It's
not for
totally
you.
different. It's totally different.
Yeah.
It's like when Al Pacino says it's like somebody's asking him to kiss him, and he's like, "Not for you."
Not for you.
But then
No.
when Robert De Niro says it's like a little kid asking for a lollipop, and Robert De Niro's like, "Not for you.
Not for you.
That's not for you. That's my lollipop. That's not for you."
That's my lollipop. I'm gonna take one of yours now. Give me your lollipop.
Why would a kid ask for a lollipop if they already have a lollipop?
Because kids are selfish, man.
Not
You know how many
my
times a
kids.
kid would come up to me asking for my oranges or some shit like that? I'm like, these are
Dude,
my oranges.
well,
I picked these
that's what you
myself.
get for carrying around oranges in plain view. I mean, at least put them in a backpack that you can't see through. It's easy. They sell them all over the place. JanSport, Transport, Dickies. They're all brands of
This
backpacks.
doesn't preserve the orange, though. I slice them up, and then I put them in Ziploc baggies, and then I hold them in front of my face, so I could
Yeah, that's
smell. And I just
ridiculous.
poke holes in the Ziploc so I could get the smell of the oranges. And I hold it right in front of my nose, and then I breathe in occasionally, and it smells good.
Then people ask you for oranges,
Yeah.
obviously, because you're basically advertising your oranges.
No, I am not. Okay, so I come to the soccer games to just
The
watch
kids'
them.
soccer games.
Yeah, because I want to see some soccer. And the kids' soccer games are free, okay?
Okay, I understand that. I've been to a few free kids' soccer games. That's understandable.
And maybe when I'm there, I also want to smell some oranges. So I take a Ziploc baggie full of oranges, I put it right up to my nose. Sometimes little juices drip down onto the tip of my nose. But I just want to breathe them in before I eat them. And then the kids always coming up to me, like, gimme. Why don't you go? All right,
I
go.
really appreciate how you don't curse in front of
Yeah.
the
Go. Listen here. Okay. Listen. Listen. Are you listening?
I can tell
Go.
you have trouble
Yeah, I do. I
with
can't
censoring yourself.
I can't form a sentence without saying fuck
Without,
or shit or
yeah.
some
Like,
shit
go
like that.
fucking away.
Yeah, why don't you fuck off, you little motherfucker? Why don't I take your own thumb and shove it up your dick, huh?
No. That's not what you say,
That's not
that's
what
what
I
you
say.
think,
That's what I
okay?
think. That's just my insides.
That's just your inside voice. Anyway, this is episode 34. Have you said that yet? Nyang.
Nyang.
Like Spencer said, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Actory. This is where we talk about actors, actresses, true facts,
Yeah. Yeah.
extremely true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything, what else do we talk about?
We'll talk about our personal relationships with these actors. I just say actors. I'm not sexist and say actors and actresses, but
That's pretty counterintuitive to me. Do you care
How
to
so?
explain why it's sexist to say actresses?
Do you say doctresses? Or do you just say doctors?
Okay, point taken. Please proceed.
Yeah, and we just react to this acting. We're certified actor reactors,
Yep,
car
yep, yep.
for short.
Care for short.
Car for short. Short car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but you already know that.
You've.
You guys are all long time listeners, so
First time callers.
we don't have to go over that anymore. So we'll stop.
We probably should still do it, though, in case someone wants to jump in. episode 34. They look at it and they're like, I love Antonio Banderas.
Speaking of Antonio Banderas, that's who we're going to be talking about today.
Did we not announce that?
No, that was a perfect segue, though.
Okay.
It's totally great. Super fluid.
Yeah.
Very economical. So, yeah, we're talking about Antonio Banderas. You might know him from movies such as The Mask of Zorro, Spy Kids, Spy Kids 2.
Spy Kids 3.
Shrek's 2.
Shrek 4.
Ever After. Shrek Forever After. The third one. Shrek. The third Shrek the third.
And the third Spy Kids.
And the third Spy Kids. anyway, so there's your small intro.
We'll get into those movies.
Let's talk about Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, let's do it. Lay down the groundwork.
Me?
Yeah, lay it down. Here he goes. He's laying down.
Okay. Now what?
All right. Now roll around. Oh, you're just kind of flopping. Can you make a full roll?
I can't roll.
Can you roll?
Wait, is this... Do you know how to do this?
Yeah, I can... Okay, let me get down.
Wait, did they teach you?
All right, here we go. All right, and that's a roll.
No.
And that's a roll.
No, ow.
And that is a roll. Ow. And we're rolling.
Ow.
And rolling.
Ow.
And pop up.
Ugh. Oh, nice. Well, they never taught me that. I feel pretty inadequate. For not knowing that.
Well,
seems pretty easy.
Listen, if you show up to my seminars, show up to my seminars, listen to what I have to say, pay for my classes, then buy my glasses. Then you're also
pay for my glasses, buy my glasses.
Buy my glasses. The glasses will help you see in my seminars, which will help you look for the price points of my classes.
Buy the glasses to get the classes.
And then you'll be rolling in no time.
Let's smash back to Antonio Banderas.
Okay. Welcome back, Antonio Banderi.
Antonio Banderi. Actually,
hey,
Antonio,
Antonio.
Is close, very close. You're very close to his real true birth given name. His true name is Jose Antonio Dominguez Bandera.
Jose no Antonio S. Banderas.
I said it literally 1 second ago.
I say it again?
Jose Antonio Dominguez Bandera.
Jose Antonio Domingo Bandana.
Domingo Bandana. Yeah.
Jose Antonio Banana Bunningo.
Okay.
B-I-N-G-O Antonio Banderas.
You're really stepped, like, you're walking off a very thin tightrope here. Between comedy and sheer comedy gold.
Yeah, right. I don't want to fall in between that.
Yeah.
That would be awful.
So, Antonio Banderas, born in Spain, I think. That part I didn't write down.
You didn't write that one down?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's born in Spain. This is really embarrassing, guys.
We're supposed to know everything about these actors, Max, and now we look like fucking fools.
Oh, God.
I'm going to assume that he was born in Spain.
I'm assuming that he's born in Spain.
I'm sorry,
I know
Antonio.
When. Do you want to know when?
Yeah.
I mean, this is really not a big consolation, but he was born August 10th.
Okay, August
10th. 1960.
I'm going to do the math here. August
10th. This one's 10th, easy.
1960.
This doesn't take this much time.
Spain. Spain.
Yeah, don't forget to put Spain into the equation.
And if cattle are from Spain, then we have to...
You don't know exactly where in Spain, though.
1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Yeah, but
and
that
Columbus was a Spaniard. Spain is the main... country.
The main vein.
Is the main vein in my shame.
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 Shame. Europe is two R's.
So that would make him 57 years old. Very good, Spencer. You're very good at math.
57.
You're pretty quick. Has anyone ever told you that? Did they teach you math at the same place where they taught you how to roll?
Well, what are you saying? Are you saying I can't roll? I'm
saying your rolls are pretty garbage.
Oh, coming from the guy who I've just seen sort of flopped around.
I've seen a good roll, okay? Doesn't mean I know how to do one, but I've seen a good one, and yours hurt.
I learned my rolls at Cinnabon. How does that make you feel?
That explains it.
Because everyone there is fat.
And they cannot roll.
They have to roll.
They can't.
They can't walk. They have to roll.
Oh my god, this is really true comedy gold. Fat jokes are the future.
Fat jokes are future.
Okay. Antonio Banderas, his father's name is Jose Dominguez Prieto.
Prieto.
So that probably explains the Jose and Dominguez part of his name. That also might give us a little hint as to how he felt about his father. Because Jose and Dominguez are the two names out of his four that he
ripped out.
Deleted.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Scrapped those.
Hmm. Yeah. His father, Jose, was a policia.
Policia.
Was probably, he chief? Probably in Spain.
Was he chief?
I don't know.
He was chief? Chief police?
Chief police.
Chief police? Chiefy? Was he chief?
He was a chief.
Chief police? Mm-hmm. Chief.
Yeah, we're just gonna go with he was a chief. I can obviously tell I have not done my homework. I know that you're the one who has the more personal relationship with Antonio.
Well, yeah, but it's not like we ever...
But it's not like I don't know him.
No,
I know him.
You have a personal relationship with him.
Yeah, but not as personal.
No, probably not.
You told me, and yours is personal.
Yeah, it's a personal one.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be sharing some hot goss with you guys, okay?
Later on.
Yeah, later on. You're going to wait for that one, okay? Because this is a personal one. You're going to get a lot revealed about this guy right here, and I'm pointing at myself. I'm pointing at myself when I say this guy, because this guy, Spencer, he's going to reveal a lot about himself. It's personal. I want you to prepare for that, okay? Listen, I want you to be prepared. I want you to pull out your Snuggie. I want you to pull out your popcorn.
I don't have a Snuggie.
Well, go to the store.
Can I use my robe and put it on backwards?
No, you cannot. Go to the store.
It's the same thing.
It is not the same thing.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
How's it different?
Two reasons, all right? First of all, robe has a tie. Okay, second of all.
I'll just rip the tie off.
No, don't rip the tie off because then you're just going to be ripping the robe and that's a waste of a robe. Second of all, Snuggie is patented by TV branding.
Wait, okay? I've seen a robe on TV. Does that mean it's as seen on TV? I've seen a real robe, yep.
On TV?
Yep, TV.
They were selling it.
Yeah.
No, that's a lie. You've never seen that.
Okay, fine. I've never seen a TV being sold on.
I have, because I watch QVC, but that's a different story. Put on your Snuggie, pull out your popcorn, take out your Clif Bars. Take those Clif Bars, unwrap them.
Dude, I've only got
mix
Chewy.
Them in with your popcorn.
I've got Chewy Bars.
You're going to have to buy Clif Bars, too. It looks
Wait,
like you're going to have
difference?
To make a trip
There's
to the
like
store.
No difference.
Oh, great. Now I got to explain Clif Bars. So Clif Bars are, listen, they're made by Clifton Dumsworth. And he came in and he came up with the best formula where he just sort of mashed a whole bunch of stuff together that he just like table scraps and a gum.
We all know Clifton Dumsworth is an alias for Judith Livingston.
No, Judith
Livingston, who happens to be the co-founder and establisher of Judith.
Okay, but I also know that Judith Livingston is a pseudonym for Mr. Quaker Outs himself.
From Mr. Quaker Outs himself.
Mr. Quaker Outs himself.
Is that how you pronounce the word oats?
Outmeal. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it answers my question. Please proceed.
Anyway, basically, I'm just saying that I'm going to tell you some stuff that you're going to want to hear.
At the end of the episode.
At the end of the episode.
So
the middle stuff,
around.
You'll probably want to hear too, so stick around
for
that.
Middle stuff is good too, okay?
Yeah.
We try basically 60 to 70% effort consistently.
Yeah.
I prefer that.
That's passing.
Yeah, I prefer that over 100% half the time, 0% other half.
Exactly. We don't want to tucker ourselves out and then just get too tired by the end of it, and then we're just...
Yeah. Just that, like breathing for half the episode.
Half the episode. Very heavily. We don't know what to do. Just so like...
Oh, just like different breathing patterns. That's not even fun to or interesting to listen to.
Well, I do listen. I have my own breathing station that I like to listen to.
This is not the time or the place to be advertising podcasts.
Right.
Okay.
Breathe in. Breathe out.
It's an ASMR podcast where you just like crinkle shit in front of the microphone.
And that crinkling is my saliva in my mouth when I'm breathing.
Your saliva dries enough to be crinkly and make a crinkle sound?
Liquid can crinkle.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, the father, whose name is Jose Dominguez Prieto, married a woman named Ana Bandera. So, this is all coming together now. Okay, I feel like a detective. Look at this.
You feel like policia?
Okay, Jose. Let's look at Antonio Banderas' true full name, all four of them.
Can you draw this out for me?
Yeah, I'm drawing it right now. Jose.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, you're drawing Jose. Okay, that's Jose. Continue.
Taken from the first name of the father.
Right, first name.
Antonio.
Draw out the first name. Let me see. Okay, first name.
Antonio. Right.
Antonio. There it is. Antonio.
Do you see?
I see.
Taken from the first name of the mother, Ana.
Ana. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yep, that definitely third is name. Ana. Yep.
Dominguez.
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 Let me see how you're going to draw Dominguez.
Taken.
A little bit racist, but I'm on board. I understand that's Dominguez.
Taken from the first name, or the second name.
Right.
Of the father.
Okay.
Okay.
And those...
Last name.
That looks a lot
Bandera.
Like... What are they? Is that a plate of flapjacks? I don't understand.
No. That's the word Dominguez.
Okay. Okay. That's the word Dominguez. Okay. Continue.
Yeah. Last name. Bandera.
Okay.
Taken, obviously, from the last name of the mother.
Is that like... it's pin the tail on the donkey, it looks like. That's pin the tail on the donkey.
No.
Right.
That's extremely racist.
And, oh, right.
This is the name.
All right.
Jose Antonio Dominguez Bandera. Jose Dominguez Prieto plus Ana Bandera.
Connecting them. And if you connect all the dots, which you're doing now.
This is a conversation for a genealogical podcast. So I'm going to just table it.
I really wish you could see this, folks. This is very interesting what he's doing here.
Yeah, to some people it might look like I just drew a happy face, an up arrow, a plate of flapjacks, and a donkey.
Yeah.
But really, in reality, I wrote out Antonio Banderas' full name. Okay, let's just pile drive through these facts.
Yeah.
I think it's about time for that.
Yeah.
He wanted to become a pro soccer player. Did you know that?
Yes.
Until a broken foot sidelined his dreams. But
sideline, dream me a cheer. That was the drum roll for me. That's what drum rolls sound to me.
He started acting when he was very young. College, Madonna introduced him to Hollywood.
As she does.
Yep, he learned all his lines phonetically, meaning over the phone.
Yep, phonetically. Yep.
Yeah, phonetically. He owns half of a bottle of wine.
He owns half of a bottle of wine.
Yeah, at his house. He probably drank the other half. I'm just assuming, though.
Okay.
I don't know. He could have poured it down the sink. Who cares?
There's a bottle of wine. Shia LaBeouf will find you.
And so will Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp will find you.
Definitely, he will find you. For those who are blessed with clear noses and sinuses,
mm-hmm.
and who have not even seen a commercial for Nasonex. He did a stint on those commercials as the bee.
He was the Nasonex bee. Yeah,
he was the Nasonex bee.
Nasonex.
He's got a benign tumor back in 2009.
Removed.
Yeah, it's removed now, but
yeah,
he still got it.
Wait, you think he just has it like in a jar? No,
yeah, he's got it. I know. He showed it to me.
So is it in a jar, like I said, or he keeps it in like a brown bag, or
he keeps it in a Ziploc baggie full of olive oil so it doesn't rot?
Okay, olive oil.
We all know olive oil is
and its protective nature, its preservative ingredients.
Yeah, it's very preservative.
You didn't have to drink that olive oil to prove that you're good.
Yeah, but I mean,
that was gasoline, by the way. That was a cup of gasoline that I put on the table.
Why do you gotta put it right next to my cup of olive oil? You know they smell exactly the same to me.
It's because you can't smell, Max.
Okay, I left my Nasonex in the car, alright? I'm not blessed with clear sinuses like the rest of the goddamn world.
Me and the Nasonex B.
Anyway, that's about that. That's it, really. He's got an honorary doctorate, which in my eyes means no doctorate.
Yeah.
I apologize for the sick burn, Antonio.
I have an honorary bear penis. But what does that mean to you?
That means you don't have a bear penis.
It means I don't have a bear penis.
Yeah.
Thank you, folks.
Well, actually, it means somebody gave you a bear penis just for a small amount of time.
They claimed me as honorary bear penis. Oh, they gave me a medal.
Okay, they claimed you. That's different than what you just
said. They put a medal over my neck and they said, honorary bear penis. And
I was like, I thought you meant you had an honorary bear penis.
Well,
but somebody
it's an honorary
deemed
bear
you,
penis medal.
Somebody deemed you an honorary bear
well,
penis.
Well, I wasn't,
that doesn't sound
I
like
wasn't
an
the
honor.
Bear penis. They gave me the honor saying I had a bear penis.
But they called you bear penis.
Well, they called me bear penis, but it was like, it was more in the way that, you know, like, if you got red hair, then someone, you're like, Gingy, you know? It was a nickname. I was bear penis.
Ginger is derogatory. Do you know that? So,
in well, this so is bear penis.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying bear penis.
I was offended by bear penis.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I just want to be double sure that
no,
we're on the same page.
No.
We are.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some movies. That's really what this podcast is about, besides actors and actresses.
Yeah. It's about the movies. It's about the movies. Is that a catchphrase for something like a TV channel?
It's about the movies.
It's about the movies. It's about the movies. Nope. Preposition, about. That means alongside.
Are you going to analyze these three words used in a phrase?
USA, characters Wait. Welcome. It's about the movies. I think it's USA. I think it's USA, characters welcome. It's about the movies.
Some people might not know that channel.
Okay.
Maybe that might... Is that only USA
TBS,
channel?
We know funny. It's about the movies.
No, you just said the actual tagline for TBS, and then you just added on, it's about the movies.
Eye on television. Positively entertaining. It's about the movies.
That's pretty funny, though. Positively entertaining.
Yeah,
That's
Eye on
good.
Television. They got good stuff there.
Speaking of good stuff, some movies.
Good stuff.
They're good stuff.
And also speaking about, what was it, Snapple? That guy good stuff. I'm into catchphrases right now.
This is just a time in my life where I like to phrase catches.
I'm in a marketing mood.
Yeah. How about you market a movie to our audience for once?
Yes.
Which movie would you like?
Mask of Zorro.
Okay. Tell us about that movie.
So, if you're familiar with what The Mask is, the Jim Carrey movie, The Mask.
Mm-hmm. What about for those of us who aren't?
Oh, if you're not, that's fine. It has nothing enormous. To do with this movie.
Okay.
That you know what? Actually, that's a better road to go down, because I feel like I was going to drift off into something that wasn't actually the movie.
I
Maybe
know
it's
how
better
much
that
you
I
like
don't
to...
get distracted.
I know how much you like to talk about The Mask with Jim Carrey.
I do. I do enjoy that.
Yeah.
The Mask of Zorro, however, stars Antonio Banderas as The Mask of Zorro.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
Basically, in the movie, he's this young chap who is named Zorro.
Young chap is interesting wording there. Is it some kind of British movie? Are you trying to set the tone?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not.
Okay,
it's,
I'll stop interrupting.
It's Mexican.
Chap is Mexican?
Chap is Mexican. Chapo. Mm-hmm. El Chapo is Mexican. So it's this young El Chapo.
Uh-huh.
And, wait, does it take place in Mexico or just take place in Spain? I think it's Spain now. Now it's Mexico. Wait a second.
Wait, you watched this
movie? What year is this? I did watch this movie, yes. Uh-huh. So I'm going to say it's Mexico.
Yep, that's where it happened.
Fucking prove me wrong. You can't speak back right now. This is a one-way communication.
Until we start taking calls.
Until we start taking calls.
Yep.
However, he's this young chapo named Zorro. And one day he kind of trips and stumbles, and he falls for about 5 straight minutes. You watch the full 5 minutes of him stumbling and falling and kind of trying to catch his feet, but then he never actually does.
I kind of appreciate that, you know? It's like, I want to see the tiny details in the movie. Like, you ever see someone washing dishes in a movie?
No, you never do.
You never do.
Unless it's...
What about, like, flossing after they get something stuck in their teeth?
Yeah.
You know they do it.
You know it's in
you
there.
You know they do it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Or what about trimming their eyelashes when it gets too long and pokes into their eyeballs? You never see that.
Does that happen to you?
Does it not happen to you?
No, obviously not. I don't have real eyelashes.
Yeah, but those little wires that you put on your eyelids, those are...
they're just staples. They're just staples that I cut up and glued there.
Those are staples?
I painted the staples black.
Do the staples ever poke into your eyeball?
Yeah. But I thought that was just my kind of problem because they're staples.
Yeah, they are staples.
Natural.
You didn't even, like, bend them outwards. They're just, like, kind of hooked in there.
Yeah, I didn't...
Where'd you get those staples?
Staples.
Staples.
Yeah, I got them at Staples.
Staples at Staples.
I was like...
How much are the staples at Staples?
Oh, like 10 to 20 cents per...
They got a good staple of Staples at Staples?
Yeah. I mean, I don't need a stapler, though, because I only use staples on my eyes.
I'm not asking if they have a staple. I'm sure they have a staple of staplers, but they have a good staple of staples at Staples. They could probably have a good staple of staplers.
You're talking about a staple of staples?
Yeah, staple of staples.
Like, a staple as in horse stable?
No, not a staple. I'm talking about a staple. I'm talking about, like, a staple of staples.
A staple.
No, not a staple.
A staple of staples. A staples.
A staples.
Staples?
Staples. And so Antonio Banderas is tripping and falling and stumbling and he's getting woozy and he throws up while he's falling because he got tired.
Wow.
And so he finally trips and finally falls to the ground and right in a cow pie. And if you know anything about cow pies, they're shit.
What about for those who don't know anything about cow pies?
They're shit.
Okay.
And so when he gets up, he's got... This like thick layer of shit all over his face.
Thick?
Oh, it's thick. Okay. It's like half an inch.
Half inch.
Half inch.
What about for those of us who work on the right system, aka the metric system?
That's like 5 centimeters.
Okay. <That's>, did you learn measurements the same place where you learned how to roll?
What are you talking about?
That measurement is way off.
Well, when you switch to the metric system, it kind of inflates a little bit.
It's not like currency. It's not like money.
No, it inflates. It is like that. You're wrong.
Okay.
So he's got this 5 centimeter or half inch, if you prefer.
if you prefer the imperial system.
If you prefer the imperial system of cow shit on his face. And it congeals real fast, and he pulls it off, and it's kind of, it's like this this little shit mask that he has. And so
it's a one solid piece?
It's one solid piece, stayed together, and so he slaps it back on, because he's like, this
only
is kind of cool.
Only the eyes, though, right?
What, the eyes? What about the eyes?
Yeah, only the mask only covers the eyes?
No, it covers the whole face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is, okay.
No, don't worry about it, don't worry
okay,
about
sorry.
It. He puts I'm it on.
Good. Okay.
And... once again, he's walking around town, and then everybody's like, oh, who's this guy? Oh!
Wait, this is in Mexico.
Yeah, this is Mexico.
And this is how they're speaking?
Well, it's just one guy.
Oh, is he following Zorro around?
Well, they got one guy from New York there in Mexico. And he's like, oh! He's on vacation. Oh, who's this guy? Hey, hey, forget about it. Oh!
Yeah, yeah. Just and complete stereotypical
yeah.
New York.
Yeah. That's
totally classic.
Super oh, funny. Eat a bagel. Oh, forget about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So he says, oh, who's this guy? What do you got, a little mask on ya, Zorro?
How does he know his name?
Well, he knows his name because he walks around with the name tag. That's how he knows his name.
Zorro walks around with a name tag?
Yes, he walks around with a name tag, and everybody knows that that's Zorro because he's got his name tag.
Okay.
And so Zorro was like, hey, maybe I can just wear a mask and not be, like, noticed. Could that be a thing, please?
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. And because I watched the movie, and yeah. I know now to not, like, trust it, yeah, so I doubt it. And then the New York guy comes up to him, and he's like, oh, listen here, I got a little something to tell you. This here is a medal. I'm going to put it around your neck and make you honorary Masca Zorro.
Really? There's and a so, guy who put a medal around.
And he made him the honorary Mask of Zorro. And they started calling him Mask of Zorro. Even though, like, that's not his name. His name
was now Mask of Zorro.
His name was Mask of Zorro. Because they do that. When they make you honorary something, uh-huh. they were just honoring the mask. But then they started calling him Mask of Zorro. Just as people called me Bear Dick.
Penis. Did they call you Bear Dick for short?
They call me Bear Dick for short when they didn't want to say penis.
Okay.
When they called me...
Did anyone just call you Dick for short? Dick short for Bear Dick short for Bear Penis?
Yeah.
A lot of people?
A lot of people call me Dick short for Bear Dick short for Bear Penis.
Did anyone call you Bear Dick or Bear Penis?
Well, most of the people called me... just called me Dick.
Yeah.
But I knew that was short for Bear Dick, which was short for Bear Penis.
Okay.
And there was one guy that went, ew, Bear Penis!
What?
And I, and I'm assuming
I think I'm that was because
he thought my penis was the size of a bear's.
So, you were walking, we'll pause on the Mask of Zorro for a second just so I can be clear on this.
Yeah.
You were walking around with your penis out of your pants.
Well, yeah, it was just hanging out
and
the zipper.
And people would walk by you on the street and say, Dick? And yeah. They would be calling you Dick. Yeah. Or they might be looking at your dick and saying, Dick.
Yeah.
But you thought that because you had received a medal or something one day...
Yeah.
They were calling you Dick short for Bear Penis, short for honorary... No.
It was short for Bear Dick.
Bear Dick, short for honorary Bear Penis.
Yes. Well, then someone also said Bear Penis. And then that's when they threw the gold medal at me.
Mmm. Okay.
Yeah. It was kind of flimsy. It was more like a pancake. But...
Are you sure it wasn't a pancake?
Pretty sure I know a gold medal when I see a gold medal.
Did it taste good?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm assuming that's what gold medals taste like.
Sure. Okay.
And
okay, I think I've got an idea now. We can just smash back to Zorro if you'd like.
Yeah, Mask of Zorro. Basically, it's just about this guy who gets made honorary Mask of Zorro, and he kind of he herds all the sheep, and he
Where does the sheep come in?
They come in from his herding. He's a shepherd. And he's,
a shepherd?
Yeah. And he feeds all the orangutans. And
are you okay?
Look, and he also, he tends to all the baby bats. And
what the... This is
going... The adults are busy. They can't take care of their babies. And
this movie is
he slips on a banana peel here and there. But
what?
All in all, the movie's about potassium. The movie's about calcium. The movie's about breakfast cereal. The movie's about cow shit. That's the Mask of Zorro.
Well, I can see now why he was nominated 7 times for that movie.
Yeah.
What a great synop.
Thank you.
Very well said and spoken. And I'm going to go watch that movie.
You should.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah, again. You've already seen it. You've seen all of his movies.
Yeah, I have seen all of his movies. And speaking of all of his movies, let's talk about
all of his movies.
I want to talk about a movie called Machete Kills.
Oh.
There is a Machete before this, I think.
Mm-hmm.
This is a sequel to Machete, mm-hmm. called Machete Kills. For those not familiar with the Spanish language, or the English language, because that's what it's called in English as well, a machete is a big knife.
Big knife.
It's a big knife.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
And then he pulls out a penis.
It's my penis. I acted like it was a... Like it was a knife, but it was your penis.
You're pretty funny, dude. So, Machete Kills is a sequel, obviously, to Machete, where I just have to give a small synop of the first Machete. So, it's about this man. He's on this path to redemption. He needs to seek revenge for the murder of his wife and his son, who was 23. And so he goes on this complete rampage with a machete, only one, two machetes, one in each hand, akimbo machetes.
Akimbo machetes.
His machetes are akimbo. And so in the end, spoilers.
It doesn't really matter.
Just go forward 30 seconds. In the end, the main character does get his revenge. He slices off the arms and the legs of the murderer of his wife and 23-year-old child with the machetes. So, Machete 2, or in Spanish, Machete 2, is the sequel where the husband, who's now widowed, he's living his life, and he's found a new wife, and he's got a new 1-year-old son.
Oh, he's living it up now.
Yeah, he's really taking life right by the groin and living it. And he's
grabbing the bull right by the penis.
Yeah, and what do you know? The murderer from Machete 1 has a brother.
Ugh.
Yeah, he's actually a nice guy.
Oh, he's a good guy.
But, he's pretty nice. He's really nice. He makes these fantastic tamales.
Ooh, tamales.
Really good. And he's also he also runs one of those trucks that sell the corn on the cob.
Does the truck not...
With Parmesan.
The engine doesn't start or something?
Cheese and stuff.
He doesn't...
No, it works.
But he runs it.
Yeah. It's like a company. It's like...
But he like straps it on his back and he runs with the truck. Like he runs the truck.
Sure. Yeah, that's how it does. That's how it happens. So, he straps the car on his back or whatever, and then he's the running truck. The truck.
It's not a car, it's a truck.
Yeah, the truck around.
The semi-automatic.
The semi-automatic truck is on his back.
Yeah.
And he happens to fall into this pyramid scheme where...
Someone builds a pyramid around you.
Okay, I've got to explain what a pyramid scheme is now for those who don't know. It's this it's sort of like an advertising scam where you sell a product to people who are your downstream, and then your upstream are your mentors, quote, mentors who you buy product from, and then the people at the bottom are boned, and the people at the top reap all the rewards, right? You know, just like
they're the ones that get the boning,
just like in Egypt with the pyramids.
Yeah,
and so the brother of the murderer from Machete 1, he's a nice guy. He's running this corn truck, and he's also got a tamale business on the side, and he falls into this pyramid scheme for fine cutlery.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to buy fine sets of cutlery, meaning knives, from his upstream, and he's got to sell to his downstream.
So does he, like, go door to door and sell those?
No, he doesn't.
What does he do?
I'm going to tell you. Okay. Instead of going door to door, he sells his knives side by side with the corn. He's running around. He's got knives in one hand. He's got corn in the other hand.
So he's just like throughout the city, and he's a truck on his back, knives in one hand, corn on the other, selling just to, like, people on the street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is it? What would you say that looks like?
So I'd say imagine a man who's got a truck.
I don't know if we do have to imagine it.
We could act it out, probably.
Let's act that out.
Sure.
You want to be a... Who are you in this?
I'll be the man with the truck on his back.
Okay, and then I'll just be a random person on the street.
Yeah, the man with his truck on his back, his name is Peter.
Okay, and then the person on the street does not have a name and does not reveal the name.
They're not, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, sir! Sir!
Yes?
Are you sir or ma'am?
I am a man.
Ma'am or man?
I am a man.
Okay, what is your name?
My name is that corn? Do you have corn?
Yes, sir, I have corn and I have fine cutlery here.
Can you cut corn with the corn?
These separate.
Can you cut the corn with corn?
These are separate.
Can you cut corn with corn?
Sir. You're not understanding, sir. I have corn and I have cutlery. One or the other.
Yes, I will buy. Yes.
Which one, sir?
Yes, I will have corn if you can cut other corn with the corn. Yes.
Sir, I must be going now. You must buy one or the other, not both.
I made you a sweater. You stay warm.
God, thank you.
Hey. Can I have corn? No. I'm going to take a sweater back and then wrap around my wounds. I'm going to make another sweater to cover up the wounds. Do you have more corn? Yes.
Hey, take some fucking corn. Yes. Take the corn.
Thank you.
Here's a fucking...
That's great. And now I eat the blood-filled corn.
And scene.
And scene.
So, that one went off the rails a bit. Our improv did not follow the movie structure at all, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I felt like that was pretty accurate.
The old man did end up stabbing the corn salesman, but he did not.
Corn.
He would never eat blood-covered corn.
Oh, okay,
that's
see.
Where it went off the rails.
He would never eat that.
Okay,
that is gross.
That's very unsanitary.
Yeah.
So the old man, he goes on this killing spree, and Antonio Banderas, he played
He's
the
in
old,
it.
Yeah, he was the old man. I forgot to mention.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that was a very, very good impression of Antonio Banderas as old man, though.
Thank you. That was a good impression of Peter.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks. You saw the movie then?
No.
Oh, then. What's making you say that?
I just got a vibe. I got a vibe that it was a good impression of Peter.
Good. I'm glad. It was a good impression of Peter, by the way. Just so you know.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. That's the basic synopsis. We can talk about another movie if you want, or we can just get into some personal stories if you want.
A private conversation? Is that what you wanted? We can get into stories. You want to get into stories? We've only talked about two movies, but I'm open to get into stories.
That's fine. We forgot to give a moment of silence for that segment of the show, though.
Do you want a moment of silence for fun facts?
No.
Let's take a moment of silence for fun facts.
I said no. Did you hear me?
Excuse me, Max. We're taking a moment of silence right now.
I said so, fucking rude. I said I didn't want a moment of silence. We obviously have a moment of silence now, but
we're in the thick of it now. There's no way we're going to get out of this. You realize we're stuck.
I don't feel good about this.
We're fucking stuck.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Of course you got a bad feeling about this. Of course you got a bad feeling about this. You don't know what it fucking means to be silent. You don't know what it fucking means. I hear you at night. I hear you. I hear you trying to go to bed at night. I hear you.
Stop. You're scaring me.
You know I hear you.
Stop it.
You know I'm right under your bed.
Stop
it. I can hear you.
Stop it. Stop. Stop. Stop it. Stop.
I'm gonna kill that cat. You know I'm gonna kill it.
Stop it.
All right. But just this time. The other times.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Fine.
Okay. We get back now.
All right. Let's get back to the podcast. That was a moment of silence, and now we'll have a fun fact. Kittens also are baby cats. That was fun facts.
That's fun fact number one.
That's a fun fact for you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun.
Thanks.
That was a very fun fact.
Thanks.
You know that?
Yeah.
I'm sure our listeners are enthralled.
They probably are.
They're like,
hanging
what?
On it. Yeah. What, baby
They're
cat?
Like, what the heck?
The what the? A...
All right, and that does it for fun facts. Let's just go to personal stories.
Okay.
I think that's appropriate.
Do you want to kick it off?
Yeah, I'm going to kick it off, and then I'm going to kick it out, and then I'm going to kick back, and I'm going to freaking kick.
Kick.
Just chill.
Just chill, kick, you know?
And then... I'm just going to start. I'm going to stop blabbering like an idiot. You're so stupid, Max. I'll just start. I know Antonio Banderas. He's a great guy. I know him. He showed me his collection of tumors. He's got a whole room, actually, for it. Did you know that?
For just the one tumor?
No, tumors.
He's had multiple tumors.
No, he
tumors.
Hasn't had many, but...
He's collected them.
Yeah, but after he preserved his own tumor, the one from his back...
In the olive oil, of course.
In the olive oil, of course. It kind of sparked something deep within him and his soul.
It, like, awoken the tumor demon.
Yeah, you can call it a demon if you want, but it's not really malicious. It's like a...
Okay, well, how about, like, Golden Compass demon? You remember that movie? Where the demons were the good guys?
Yeah, I remember that movie. So it could be a demon if we're in the context of the Golden Compass.
Okay,
movie.
The Golden Compass. Golden Compass, it's a demon.
So this demon inside of Antonio Banderas, it's fighting his way out. And the only way Antonio Banderas knows how to express this urge and impulse is to collect more tumors. So, as you know, and as the listeners know, I have a lot of tumors.
Did we reveal that? I didn't think we were going to reveal that to...
No, as you know, and as the listeners know, I have a lot of tumors.
I don't know if the listeners ever knew this, but...
Yeah, they did.
Okay, I guess we're revealing it now. I guess this is a... I guess
revealed.
This is something we're doing. Okay, didn't expect this.
It's not like you have the tumors. I have them.
Jesus.
They're all benign.
Yeah,
Don't worry.
I guess there's just... You know, sometimes you know something, and then sometimes you think something, and when you think that you know, that's when you really don't. That's... You know what I mean? When you think that...
No, I don't know what you mean. But, I have a lot of tumors, and so... there was that period in my life where I was experimenting with how I might be able to profit from my afflictions.
Mm-hmm.
So I put a bunch of ads on Craigslist for anybody I mean, having any kind of tumor fetish or tumor business. I don't know. I was really grasping at straws.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, Antonio Banderas, he contacted me very privately, and he was interested in some of the tumors on my back as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over to his house. He showed me his collection. The olive oil smell is a bit unsettling at first, but after a while you get used to it, and it's kind of nice.
Like,
we spent a few hours in there. It's a very tiny room. Actually, it's more like a closet with no lights. It's really completely dark, but there's
luminescent type of tumors.
Very, very overwhelming aroma of olive oil and what I perceive to be tumor smell.
You know how, like, tumors smell.
I mean, I know I can smell olive oil, but it's something else.
There's something, like, else
in addition to
that's
the
probably
olive
the
oil.
Tumors.
And I'm like, I've never smelled a tumor before.
At Even least though they're covered all over your body.
I may be covered in them, but it's covered by skin, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I smell my skin. I don't smell the tumor underneath the skin. So the scent was pretty strong. And right then and there, he just pricked me right in the back with a quite large scalpel. You know, the surgeon's tool?
Yeah.
And it didn't really hurt, actually.
Okay, because he's precise.
He's very precise. Uh-huh. He just one pluck, one poke, and then one pluck, and then it was out. It's like, did you ever watch Kill Bill where the main character plucked out the girl's eye?
Yeah, where she poked it and then she plucked it?
Yeah, it was one poke and one pluck, and it was out.
It was out, yeah.
And then,
I remember that.
It didn't even look like it hurt.
Yeah, because it was just a poke and a pluck.
Yeah, until after, where she started screaming and writhing around
in
the
trailer. Yeah, she didn't like that a lot, yeah.
Yeah, but
did you scream?
The poke and the pluck itself did not hurt. It was only afterwards that there was searing pain.
Was it because when he sprayed you with vinegar?
Yeah, he said it was for
the
sanitary sanitary purposes. And yeah, he sprayed me with vinegar and then doused me in olive oil. Which
sounds like he's preparing a nice Italian meal.
He also happened to have a lot of marinara sauce in one drawer in the closet.
Uh-huh.
He didn't use it, though. I ran away in time.
You scampered off? That's
but,
good.
Yeah, I scuttled away. He kept my tumor, which was good. I unfortunately didn't get receive my payment. So, Antonio, if you're listening, I really need that $20. So maybe I might even just charge interest.
You charge $20?
Well, yeah. That's
$20 for something in your skin, under your skin.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think I looked it up.
How much
like the going rate?
When you sold your appendix, how much did you sell it for?
Oh, man. That was much less, actually, because it was hurting really bad. So
it's also the vestigial organ.
Yeah, nobody even
really gives a
that.
Shit.
Yeah,
except for me, I got two.
You got two appendices?
Yeah, I bought one and just added it in.
How much do you buy it for?
Like $30.
What?
Somebody
got away. Somebody got you. You're willing to pay $30 for appendix?
Oh, it was a deal.
Oh.
The other ones on the market were like $70.
Yeah, I sold my appendix. It's not, like, important how much for, though.
It was $5, wasn't it? You sold it for
$5.
You're
just guessing.
You sold it for $5. I could tell by the look on your face.
You're just guessing. It's not even that, like...
I could tell from the way that you're pursing
your lips. It's more than $5. It's more than $5. Okay? But don't ask anymore.
It was $5.50, wasn't it?
No.
$5.50.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was $5.50.
You raised it 50 cents.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of myself, too, until you told me you spent $30 on an appendix somewhere, and you said the going rate is $70.
Yeah.
Stupid.
There's some that'll touch 100. But those now are you're those just, are fancy ones. I'm not even going to touch those.
Now
ones.
You're just rubbing vinegar and olive oil in the wounds. Anyway, that's my story, Antonio Banderas. And my, if you think my story's personal, wait till you hear Spencer's.
Oh, yeah. So, all right. I guess I'll get into it. Antonio has awoken something in me. Something I thought that was gone. It's hard to talk about. Because I got a lot of peanut butter in my mouth. So I'm going to spit that out. Now it's easier to talk about.
You know, I'm going to have to clean that up now.
Don't.
You just spit peanut butter on my carpet.
Let the chimpanzee take care of that one. And by chimpanzee, I mean cat. This okay. is my cat, Chimpanzee.
I'm going to name my cat Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to name my horse Bird.
We had this conversation once before.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we did. Okay. Anyway,
but now they get to hear it.
Yeah.
It was something that was in me that I didn't want to come out. But now that I've started, wait, I guess I'll finish this.
Was it an organ?
It was an organ. When I was younger, I was playing fast and loose. I was living.
You were a slut.
I was a slut. I was a.
That's crude. Very crude way
was,
to put
no,
it.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
I need to say this. I need
You're
to admit
a big
it
old
to myself.
Slut.
I was a big old slut, and I like to give them, and I like to get them. That's what I always said. I like to give them, and I like to get them. That was my catchphrase.
That was my catchphrase back then. I remember.
That was my catchphrase.
Yeah.
I like to wet, and I like to dry. And I liked it everywhere in between. I liked it in my between, and in their between.
Yep, that was your whole catchphrase. I remember it very clearly.
That was
now.
The entirety of my catchphrase. And, I knew that I couldn't continue the road that I was going down, and I had to do something, and, I sold my appendix.
Wait.
I sold my appendix.
You just told me you have two appendices now.
This was a rough time in my life, Max, and,
So, you sold this one a while ago, and then now you have two in your body?
So, what happened was I sold my appendix, and, I was walking around every day, no appendix, and, this is really hard, Max. I hope you know this.
Yeah.
It's really, really hard.
It's pretty easy for me to watch you.
No, my penis. It's really hard.
Oh, God. This is... No.
I'm sorry.
They don't need to know that.
I'm sorry. When I cry, I get an erection.
God damn it.
I get cry erections, and I...
cry erections.
And I was walking around, no appendix, and it was just so I could clean up my act, and I think I sold everything in my life, and my appendix was the last straw, and I knew that if I gave it up, that I could clean up my act, and I did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I needed it back.
You look really uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, that's because I put my leg around my head, and I'm not that flexible, Max, so I'm going to just... Fix that.
You need some.
So basically, yeah, I was walking around.
Oh wait,
appendix. What?
That's why you were talking like that, because your leg was literally around.
Well, yeah,
your
head. it was hurting a lot.
Oh, sorry.
I thought. Anyway, well, yeah, the story brings up a lot of emotions, but it was the physical pain that was getting to me.
Yeah.
So I really wanted my appendix back. And I run into this guy named Antonio Banderas, and Antonio...
This guy? You mean the guy we're talking about?
The guy, yes.
Okay.
I run into this guy. His name is Antonio Banderas. He introduces me to his friend, Antonio Banderas.
Wait, Is the friend this Antonio Banderas, or is the guy Antonio Banderas?
This guy is Antonio Banderas. The friend is Antonio Banderas. It's a different Antonio Banderas, not the one we're talking about. But it's also another guy named Antonio Banderas. This guy, however, Antonio Banderas...
Mm-hmm. Is the Antonio Banderas.
Is our Antonio Banderas, the Antonio...
Meaning Jose Antonio Dominguez Bandera.
Exactly.
Okay, okay, okay.
So, this guy is, he's telling me all about this... this new appendix that he just got and how it's so nice and he's been keeping in olive oil, and you know, it was something that I had thought about, and you know, just putting that appendix back in, something that I really really wanted. And
you sound aroused.
And no, I'm not aroused.
Okay.
Not anymore. I'm not crying anymore. I felt like something was missing, and it was my appendix, and I wanted to put it back in.
It was literally your appendix.
That's my appendix, yeah. And Antonio, this is the other Antonio. Antonio.
Oh, okay, how are we going to differentiate these two?
Well, I'll say this guy, Antonio Banderas, and I'll say Antonio Banderas. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Don't worry. So Antonio's... he pulls me off to the side and he goes, hey, listen, he's going to try to sell you his appendix. And I said, he might be successful on that. And then Antonio comes over and he's like,
wait, hey. Antonio or this guy Antonio?
This guy Antonio. He comes over. Okay. Context clues, Max.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy Antonio comes over and he's like, hey, are we looking to buy an appendix here? And then Antonio says,
wait, Antonio or this guy, the guy who just spoke?
Antonio. Antonio says... yeah.
Jose Antonio Dominguez Bandera?
No, Antonio Banderas.
Okay, 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 okay.
He comes up and he's like, this guy's gonna buy it. And then Antonio says, all right, then let's sell it. And then so eventually I get two appendix in my side. Are you happy? Is that what you wanted to hear? I get two appendix.
I get two singular appendix.
Two appendix.
Appendix?
Antonio Banderas's.
Both Antonio Banderas's.
Antonio Banderai. Banderai. Sell their appendix to me, and I have two appendices now.
Ah, got it.
And...
you feel whole again.
I feel a little bit more.
More than whole. Two holes.
I feel two holes. And those holes are from... Antonio Banderas.
Each one put a different...
a
different cut for each they put, appendix.
They put their holes in me. And I put a little bit of myself in their holes.
What do you mean there? They literally took something out of them and put it in you.
Yeah.
But you didn't do the same, did you?
I like to think I did.
My tongue.
I like to think...
I kissed him.
I kissed him right on, great, right on the tooth. I kissed him right on the tooth. So that's my personal story with Antonio Banderas.
Well, I would say that's very personal. I mean, you actually physically have a part of him in you.
Yeah, I do.
And also the other Antonio Banderas.
Thank you for being there, and thank you for saying those kind words that you just said now.
Uh-huh.
And thank you for really giving me the honor of carrying these two appendixes.
Appendices.
Appendixes.
Yeah, of course. You're totally welcome.
And,
you don't have to rub against me like that.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Oh, God.
I'm here now.
You're getting hard again. Please.
All right.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
Really.
I'm sorry. It's feels... the crying.
Stop, please. It feels like a bear penis.
Okay. Ah! The honorary bear penis, that is.
Oh. Ah. That was a great story, Spencer.
Thanks,
I appreciated it. It made me quite happy.
On your insides.
And the outsides, too. Did you see? You didn't see?
I didn't see. Do the happy outsides again. Ooh, I see it. Yeah, he's so happy. Oh, he's so happy. Look at all this happiness.
Okay. Do you have any final words before we end this episode, Spencer?
No.
All right, that's no words from Spencer. I just want to thank Antonio Banderas for being a good sport and letting us talk about him and his appendices. I want to talk about Antonio, the other Antonio Banderas. He's a great guy too, I'm assuming. Thanks for listening, listeners. And I'll see you, I'll just catch you.
I'll catch you on the catch.
We'll kick it. I'll kick back and I'll just...
Yeah, kick just up.
Kick
and
out.
Kick it.
Kick, yeah, kick. Kick about.
We'll kick about.
Kick along.
Kick.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.